What's up, guys? Welcome to the season 30 of The Challenge. We are non-conforming, bisexual, hetero... Fuck it. Just welcome to the show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Get your buzz, get your
Dirty!
Dirty! Yeah!
We thought this song was appropriate for this season and the very first episode. Here we go. Yeah. It's a disco in here. Oh. Welcome to the Dirty 30. I am your host, Paulina Aguilar, and you guys can find me on Twitter at _PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at Paulina Aguilar. And please welcome my lovely co-host.
Hello, you all. This is so exciting. We're so glad to be back. My name is Pam Gross, and you can find me on the internet at Pamela Gross Jill.
Woo! Here we go, yeah. Guys. Now, Jenna is not here for the first episode, but she is home back in New Jersey. So, hi, Jenna. We wish you were here, and we'll see you pretty soon. We do have a live chat going on, so feel free to speak. We do have a live chat moderator in the house, yep. So he's going to be keeping a lookout, letting us know what you guys are talking about. All right, now let's get down to business. Yep. Now, this season is in Cartagena, Colombia.
Yes.
All right, which sounds pretty damn nice, yes. If you ask me. All right, I really want to go. 30 Rotten Scoundrels. This is a lot of people for this season.
30 people, except, as we know, minus CT. And, you know, so
which I think is the hilarious. It is hilarious that he did not get through to Border Patrol.
Like, there's something that we should have figured out beforehand. Like, shouldn't he have gotten his passport in order? Although he said that he did have it in order and they stopped him for no reason. But
it is what it is. Well, we've got a lot of OGs back in the house. May I mention Derek, who is probably one of my favorite players. And you have Veronica, Anissa, and Darrell. And I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yep, Jimmy, a lot of OGs, Nelson back, Bananas, as we know, and then some new people too.
Some people from Are You the One? And I know some people are kind of iffy about whether you want them back. Do you like them on the show?
I don't know them.
You don't watch the show though, right?
I don't watch Are You the One.
Okay,
so a lot of them I don't know. I have come to love a lot of Are You the One-ers on newer seasons, so I think they add a little spice. I do like, I'm kind of into Derek and Tori, those two people. Derek H. and Tori from Are You the One. They seem fun. So I'm excited. Yeah, they'll bring something. You know, you got to keep it fresh. You got to.
Well, they're young and drunk and dumb and love the drama. So why not, right?
Yeah.
Now this season is a little bit different because they are winning or racing for $1 million, which is the biggest grand prize the challenge has ever done.
Which they don't know. So that's a twist I wasn't aware of.
TJ, you a little liar.
Yeah. TJ's not telling them because this is suddenly turning into The Bachelor where it's like, I want to make sure they're here for the right reasons. It's like, isn't the money the right reason?
Which,
like,
by the way, since when does TJ do interviews on the show? I've never seen him in a show, in an interview.
Well, what, like himself talking to
them? Like, no, like the producers, like the way that they do the cast members and they sit him down, they say, talk about this and talk about that. TJ hasn't done that.
I think he just has to sort of narrate the things that we are not familiar with this time. I don't know if it was like a full-on interview. He has to say, you know, like... In this, he has to kind of explain what's going on.
Well, in the beginning, but I just never seen him sit down and actually be asked to
sit down and get interviewed.
He had a little bit of a snippet. Okay. A little bit of a snippet.
All right.
But that's besides the point. Let's just move on.
Well, wait, real quick, I have a TJ comment, too, that I noticed that he was doing tonight in this episode that he's never done before. You know, after... Well, should I save this? He was sort of instigating players to say, like, you owe him, right? Like, you owe, which he also doesn't do. He doesn't, like, get involved on that level usually. So I was like, what's that all about? Is that going to come back to play? So,
well, he's always made comments like, hey, you deserve to lose. Hey, go home. Hey, get out of here. So but I love TJ. In my eyes, he can do no wrong. In my, this is great. Why not? Just pick at him.
Yeah, no, I just am wondering. I think that's going to come into play. I think TJ's role is going to be coming into play later on.
There's going to be some. Let's get down to some of these situations with the players.
All right.
The very first thing that they kind of talked about was Corey and his little reputation with the ladies.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Three of them. Mm-hmm. Do you see some making out in his future with more of the ladies?
So we've got Anissa, Kayla, and Camilla.
Mm-hmm.
Who were all involved with Corey. I thought that was pretty funny. funny the way Anissa was handling it.
Oh, I think
it.
She's hilarious.
She's like, don't worry about it. I want that little thing. You know, she was giving some good. She was throwing great shade. I think it's good. I do think that he's got a target on his back from the ladies. Fortunately, it doesn't seem to be structured in a way that that's at this point going to affect him too much.
No.
I was really proud of Corey, actually, for coming through. Because as we know from the past two, Corey's gassed out. So even this time I was like, ooh, is Corey going to be able to deliver?
Well, but I think after, you know, a performance like that from last season, you take that time off to work out and really be in shape for the next one. That's what they all do.
I hope we'll see if Corey.
Well, all the girls want revenge, and I think I want to see how they do that.
Yeah.
Because they're all.
So with Camilla, though, I'm excited to see how that unfolds, because that sort of ended on a fine note not too long ago. It seemed like they were sort of cool not too long ago. So I'm excited to see how that plays out.
Hey, she ain't so innocent.
No.
She's dated a few of those guys too, or messed around with them. So Corey ain't alone on that.
Yeah. Although Corey is, and chat roll if you know, I would say Corey in this season with what's going on has the most exes in that house, right?
Does
like
he?
Is probably
Bananas has think. A couple.
Not that are there though.
No, not that are there. I just meant in general.
Right.
I thought that's
a
what
bunch
you're
of them
about.
Have. No, I mean in the house.
In the
them.
House. Like, oh yeah, he does.
In this, I can't think of a lot of people.
None of
that
Tony's
have.
Girls have come back.
Yeah, none of Tony's girls have come back.
No, but I guess we're all just going to have to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Ashley M.
Oh.
Okay, because that was the biggest disappointment. Now, last season, I was back and forth with, I respect her. I lost her respect. I respect her. And back and forth.
Yes.
And at the end of the season, I said, I really like her. She performs. She talks a lot of shit, but she backs it up. She just has, you know, she drinks too much and then she loses it a little bit.
Right.
But now I think I can say I totally don't respect her at all. Even if she did great next season and came back and did what she did, I'm sorry, but she threw too many tantrums last season, and the fact that this game hasn't even started and it's over lost luggage.
I mean, this was insanity. First of all, like, you've traveled for 48 hours. It's not like this is a surprise. These people don't get pulled out of their beds one day and thrown into this situation. You are asked if you want to. You probably audition. You go went on a 48-hour flight. You got a travel visa. Like, she probably did so much to get there that to go home the night you arrive is inconceivable to me. I can't even begin to understand that. Before you started competing, because you don't have socks or underwear, it's like, they'll let you borrow one. You've got Amanda there. She'll lend you socks. She's like, I don't have my shampoo. The best thing, though, is Cara Maria like, well, whatever you're feeling like, you should go with it. But Cara Maria, like, don't let your ass hit you on the door and out. Like, get out of here. We now know that Ashley is a great competitor.
Have you ever lost luggage before? Like,
yes!
is that really the drill? I've, knock on wood, there's no wood in the studio right now, but I've never lost luggage before. But if I'm in a situation like that, what she was wearing was like workout clothes. Compete in that. I'm sure they'll give you a shirt with your name on it.
She like brought like a travel bag and a purse into the van on the way home. Like, she clearly had something. She had a bikini. She had her, you know what I mean?
Like, I would have gotten a shirt and like put tape and write my name on the back of something.
Again,
because that's a little overboard.
Well, okay, so it's one thing if she, like, you're traveling alone and you've got no luggage. You're in a house of 30 friends.
Right.
Surely someone can lend you socks and shampoo. Like, I don't know what she needed for the next day that was unable to be come by. And again, I'm happy I did turn around on Ashley, meaning I liked her. Like, I started off like, this girl's ridiculous for this kind of drama. Then I came around on the, you know, the champs versus
pros.
She was awesome the whole time. She didn't have a lot of drama. She sucked it up.
Because she didn't drink.
She was incredible. Oh, that's what
she
it is.
She didn't drink.
There
she didn't seem like she was drunk tonight.
There were no temper tantrums. No, they were drinking that night. They were drinking
but
that
she didn't seem
night.
Her normal drunk.
No, but they
to
were
throw a tantrum.
I mean, she wasn't in a fight with anyone, but her, I'm going to go home is her default when she's, and for the first time, I'm glad. It was like, bye. I am
bye.
Sick of everyone trying to stop her. I loved Cara Maria just being like,
okay.
You should honor those feelings. Like,
I've got Mark Blue who says, I was happy when a couple of the drama starters got sent home. Do you agree with that? Because the drama creates the show.
Well, wait, tonight?
Yeah.
Well, no one got like a, sent a, home. A man,
I well, mean, technically, like, well, technically, no one got sent home. But I mean, well, in terms of Ashley.
Well, okay. So for to Mark, and I agree with the drama starters. Love it. Usually,
yeah.
Sometimes it's funny. I think Devin is like a little Wes. Like he tries to be slick, but he's like revealing his plans all the while.
Right? Why would you say that out loud?
I thought. Well, so I love Jimmy. So I was a big Jimmy Knight fan forever. So I love her. So when Simone was picking on her right away, I wanted Jimmy to stay. So I was a little, that was drama I didn't like just because I love Jimmy. So
right.
I generally like the drama. It just comes from when it's warranted or not. Bananas drama I can sometimes deal without.
I want all the drama starters to stay because that's what makes the show exciting. I mean, yeah. If you're not bringing drama and you're not that great in the show, then why are you on the show?
Yeah. I mean, some drama, but then there's just stupid drama. Like, Ashley's drama is just temper tantrums, like, I want to go home, where at this point I'm like, then go home.
And she actually left. I couldn't believe it.
Did she? Did she, everyone?
Yeah, yeah,
I'm still, like, thinking she's going to appear, but I don't know.
Well, I guess we're all just going to have to foul. Yeah, well, we shall see. All right, now let's move on to The Purge. Tierra Bomba,
okay.
Where they have to compete in 3 rounds, and the last 6 people get eliminated, which is, I'm not surprised because it's 30 people and it's a lot and usually don't have that many people in the challenge. So you gotta, I mean, how long does the show? It's got, what, 13 seasons, 13 episodes or so?
I think so,
so you gotta eliminate those guys.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but that's still, they've never done it that much, but as we know now. yeah, so Ashley leaves, couldn't believe it. So the first deal, it was the bottom 3 girls and the bottom, okay, so the top 4 were safe.
Yes.
In that first heat, for lack of a better term, where they pushed the barrel up the thing. So we had
Bananas, Hunter, Jordan, Derek, Kayla.
Wait, Hunter, hold on. Hunter? Other than him coming in second place, I didn't even know he was on this.
Really?
Like, he didn't say hi. Like, we had no...
We haven't met everybody yet. They haven't presented everybody
yet
in a proper...
Hunter tonight. So I was like, Hunter? Hunter's in this game? Hunter number 2. Good for him. Yeah.
Jordan and Derek.
I was surprised by that. Bananas, not too surprising.
Hunter, that they're back on the show or that they won?
That they came in those top 4.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I expected that.
I'm surprised we didn't have a Darrell. I'm surprised that Hunter, Jordan, and Derek. Jordan, I don't know. Derek.
But they're strong competitors, though. In the past, they're strong competitors. So for them to come up first... I'm not surprised. There are other strong competitors, but maybe you got lagged behind. Maybe someone in front of you was slowing down.
We had Corey, Nelson, Darrell that all didn't play. I'm just surprised that Jordan, Derek, who is my favorite, but Derek's been out of the game for so long. He's an old dog beating all those guys.
Hey, but if you work out the same way Daryl did, the same way Cara Marie does, the same way John Bananas does.
I guess, well, I was a prat. Go, Derek. I was proud to see him bringing it home. Bring it home to mama, Derek. But yeah, no, I was excited. I just didn't expect it.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, all right, let's move on to the girls. You've got Kayla, Camila, Anissa, and Tori.
I was
surprised with Anissa.
Anissa
has had so many seasons in this game. I think it was like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And she hasn't won.
No, she's like,
she's a veteran.
I've got a lot of heart. Like, that's the Anissa line.
Heart ain't gonna win the game, honey. Yeah. You need to, like, work out. You need to be in shape. You need to do well. Look at Cara Marie.
This is another. So Kayla, I was number 1. I was surprised. No Cara Maria, no Jenna. There's a lot of women that I thought would have placed up there that didn't. So, I mean, again, good kudos. Camila, not a shocker. Anissa, who knew? And Tori, I don't know what kind of competitor she is yet. But
this is her first season.
So, right. I mean, like, we're just finding out. But Kayla, Anissa, Tori, we're all surprised.
I think it's just one of those... competitions or like this specific round where it's like you don't have a lot of room to go by somebody because everyone's kind of tight. The barrels are super big. You don't know how wide that road is.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to pass somebody. Nobody fell behind. You know, you don't really push anybody.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's kind of like you're just like a little herd. Like you're kind of in place and you're just kind of going, and that's how it just
so
ends
a
up.
Lot of it is just sort of the luck of the draw of the way it pans out. I could see that. And my note for after that, because Corey's like, yeah, just gassed out, and I was like, ah, Corey's gonna gas out.
He's not gonna.
But then he. So that was our first round.
Second round is the carry of the cannons. Right. Blue versus the pink.
So that's when they separate them into two teams. And what was the sort of rules of that?
So basically you had to just carry, you're separated. And for, you're separated and then you carry
cannons up and then shoot them. So whatever team did it first won and then.
But see, these teams didn't distribute properly, and that was the problem because you had like four girls and two guys carrying this cannon. I mean,
well, that's why the pink team who lost.
Yeah,
that's why. That's what we saw. Camilla saying like on the pink team because they were winning and they got their first cannon up there first, and that was it. Had Jenna and three guys doing it. They didn't think that through. They didn't have a good strategy because then their second cannon was Jimmy Latoya. Was Simone, Latoya, Amanda, and Jimmy carrying the second cannon. So, yeah, they didn't
And win. Simone was mad because not everybody was carrying that cannon.
Well, they were saying Jimmy wasn't, but it's like, have you ever moved a suitcase with or a couch with friends?
Yeah, I've
And
moved.
You're, like, trying to help, but you're like, oh, I'm just sort of like...
You're in the way.
Right. It's like, I want to help. I'm not... I don't think Jimmy... And again, yes, I'm defending her because I like her, but... and I think she's just funny. Right. But I have been in that situation where it's like, oh, everybody help lift this couch. And it's like, well... We don't really need six people. So I'm like, here, I want to contribute. And I've got like a finger and I know I'm not helping. That's where I was like, well, I think she's trying. It's just like at that point when you're rounding a corner. Again, who knows? We get that. But yes, pink team, not a great strategy. So ultimately they didn't win, which makes sense. The blue team had much more even keel of people bringing up the cannons.
Right. Well, the winners got a nice little prize because they got to choose who goes home. And I thought that going home meant like an elimination round, like the gauntlet and you know, the way that they do that.
So then we have the third round. So Corey and Jenna won. Third one where they're just doing the cannons.
So who would you have saved? Between Jemmy, Simone, Amanda, and Latoya.
Well, okay. So the other thing is that, like, you're only keeping one person. It's really hard. It's not like, who will I get rid of? It's who will I save? Like, there's only four of each left. So you're only really keeping one. So Corey wins, which, again, I was surprised about. When I thought they were foreshadowing him being gassed out in round one. I was like, ah, Corey, come on. So he... Gets rid of Devin, gets rid of Shane, gets rid of Darrell. So who's he keeping?
He keeps Tony. Can I just say this is the most stupid reason to save somebody was because he has kids. He's not the only person that has kids. Well, Darrell has kids. Okay, Derek has kids.
Made a face. It was really funny. He pulled a face. Like, okay, so that's your reason?
And it Tony, is. It's stupid.
Tony. I don't know. But I think that was silly. I think Tony is not... the brightest at all. I think he's probably the most manipulatable.
So who would you have saved?
I would have saved Darrell. I mean, who it depends. Well, he said his reasoning was, I don't want to beat you. I don't think I'd beat you. That was his other reason in a final elimination that I believe.
So then maybe it was the right choice.
But you don't know what the game is ultimately. Like, you might need him on your team. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's very hard at this beginning stage. It ultimately comes down to who your friend. You know what I mean? Like, I think he just, you know, you pick who you're sort of.
Yeah, which I've always said is stupid too. You keep that separate because it's just. I've always not been a fan of that.
But in the beginning, when you're getting rid of three people, like, there's no real... I don't know. I do. I think
the question is, what would Bananas do? He would have gotten rid of the strongest player, which is Darrell.
He would have kept Shane, Tony's brother.
Yeah.
It's like a pawn.
Probably. What about the girls? Who would you have saved?
It's funny. If I were Jenna, it seems like she knew Simone the best of them. I don't know at all. She said she doesn't like Amanda. She didn't have any good blood with Amanda or Latoya. It seemed like Simone thought they were friends, so maybe Simone. But I like Jimmy, so I would have saved her. Also, she's weak. I don't think Jimmy's a great competitor, so I might have saved her for that reason. The other, as if I were Jenna, I don't know. It's like this is also whack in the beginning. Like, you don't really know what's here or there. So as we find out... But this is what I was alluding to earlier when TJ's like, okay, so Tony, you really owe Corey now. And Corey, again, is like, I do. No matter what, I owe him. Like, because Jemmy's, they're like, oh, you really owe Jenna now? And she's like, mm-hmm. And then in her cutaway interview, she's like, I don't owe anybody. Like, thanks, that's cool, but I don't owe you. Tony's like, I sure do, TJ. So, I don't know. you know, we'll see. I think that's really going to come into play later. Because yeah. Why is TJ doing that? He's never said, like...
He's never been that.
Yeah, like, he'll say, oh, why'd you get rid of them? But he's never been to the person, like...
Poking the bear.
Boy, don't you now feel like you sure owe her? It's like, okay, sure.
Hey, maybe he's the new pot stirrer. He's just trying to juice things up a little bit.
Stirring the pot or setting up some sort of...
Maybe.
Like, are you going to send home the person who sent you? Like, this is dirt. That it will come down to some, like, dirty, like, this person sent you home versus this. I don't know. We'll see. Because this is a game changer.
What I don't understand is why some of these people are so surprised that they get picked to go home. Or in general, because no matter what decision Jenna or Corey make, they lose. They get a target on their back.
Right.
And say it was Kayla in that pick, she would have saved Kayla. So all the other three would have been mad. If she doesn't save Kayla, Kayla would be mad. You lose either way.
Yeah. And this is where this gets crazy. Because watching it, I was like, really? They're going to just, like, derail Devin by? Like, you know what I mean? It felt so crazy.
You know what? It felt a little, like, too quick to say bye to these guys.
Yeah.
And then we have the Redemption House. Ooh. Which we've seen this before in Battle of the Exes.
Yeah.
Where they got to go and stay in a different house and a different hotel and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which because they don't do this very often, it's nice to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of get to root for our favorites again as well.
Right. I mean, I'm really happy not to be. And it's funny, Devin, I don't think I like him very much, but he's definitely amusing.
Devin?
Yeah.
I do.
I can't he's funny. Tell. I gotta get to know him a little better. I like him. I like watching him.
He's smart.
I don't know if I want to be friends with him. Put it that way. Like, I like him on the show. I don't know if I like him. But I didn't want him to leave.
Who would
I
you be like, friends with on the show? It doesn't seem like you like a lot of people.
Oh, no. I like a lot. I like most of them.
Who would you be friends with?
I like Camilla. I like Carmaria.
Hey, she's a nice lady.
Yeah.
She came in on our show.
I like Jemmy. I like Anissa. Who else do
What
I
guys
like?
Do you like? How about that?
I like Jordan. I like Derek. I like
Jordan?
Darrell. I do like
He's
Jordan.
He's a cocky mother effer.
Derek is my favorite. I like Corey, even though I enjoy Corey. I like most of them. I like Tony. I don't want to be friends with him. We would have probably have different interests.
All right.
Anyway, who do you like? As who far, are your favorite? Let's play the who do you want to
oh
be friends
God.
With?
To be friends with, I would say.
And I like Jenna. I really like Jenna.
But I like Jenna as a competitor.
And I like Veronica. I want a bad girl out with her.
To be friends with, I would be friends with Veronica because she's an OG.
Yeah.
I would probably want to be friends with. I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, like, we all have our favorites, obviously.
I have my favorite competitors, but to be friends with, I don't know if I want to be friends with.
Well,
I'm going to be friends with Camilla because I've met
Me
her,
too.
And that's a fair
I
comment.
Met Jordan. And
right,
I met Derek.
Have. And they're both very, very
and
nice.
And I met Anissa.
There you
actually.
Go.
Yeah. And I liked them all in real life.
How did you meet them?
So I met Jordan at a bar. I met Derek at a party. And I met Anissa at an event. Like, I
damn girl,
her.
I gotta go out with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta meet all these people.
Yeah, yeah. I used to be much cooler. I used to go out a lot. Oh, Jordan though was just at a chill. I'll take him where I hung out with Jordan. I tried to Instagram him and bring him on the show. We'll see, Jordan. Oh, I think he was away doing this though.
Doing the show.
Yeah,
all right. Well, we're gonna try to get a few people on this season.
Remember, you know.
Okay, so this Redemption House. We've got, you know, the people that were eliminated. Who do you want? How do you think this is going to work? Because the last time they did this, they were partnered.
And they competed in that house.
Right. And they kept going. It was like a tournament.
Right.
Until they eliminated everybody. So how do you think they're going to do this? Because they're not in teams this time.
That's what, like, the best thing about this one. And this is, like, it really is a game changer. It's mixing it up. I have to say kudos to the challenge for they had the season before the Champs vs. Pros, and now this, and they really are, like, I love Champs vs. Pros because you're literally every week with something different. Mm-hmm. You know, you're on your feet, you're on edge of your seat, you're on your toes. This is like that too. I don't know what's going to be thrown at us. It's not just business as usual with this. So the redemption house, the getting rid of things, like there's always a twist at some point, but this really does seem...
So I think, well, here's the thing. You have six people in the house. So you can't bring that many people back into the competition. Otherwise, you're always going to have a large number of people competing. So I would say you'd bring back, what, one guy, one girl, and then four go home?
This would be my prediction then based on that. I think that they'll have some sort of inner redemption house competitions weeding out a male and a I think it'll be a sort of rotation.
Okay.
I think that when this is a guess fully, and again, guys, the watchers, we try not to. We also are fans of the show, even though we do the after show. So we try and avoid spoilers as much as we want to provide.
Oh, I don't need the spoilers.
Yeah, we try and stay away from spoilers. So there might be, you know, some insight out there. But what I would guess based on what we've seen is that they would eliminate a male and a female each time, and they would go into the redemption house and a male and a female would go out. That would be my guess based on some internal competitions or voting off the island. I don't know, because this season usually it's Battle of the Exes or Bloodlines or you know, there's usually some us versus them, and this one is just Dirty 30. Like, we don't,
everyone for themselves.
Yeah, like being a dirty player is the way is what this is about. So it's like, I don't know what that's going to mean for the Redemption House.
Ooh, neither do I. Let's get into the previews that we've seen, because there's some things that I just don't like. Is Tony Filoni.
Oh, my
man.
God.
You always say that you don't want to, you know, get into girl trouble, and you know you have two beautiful daughters at home, and then you kiss Camilla.
So, okay, so first of all, they just have Cara Maria going, it's not my fault you don't know how to use a condom. Is she referring to Tony?
Because he's like, I think so.
I got one baby mama and one ex-baby mama and a daughter from this mother. So it's like, was she talking about Tony?
I would assume so. It didn't say specifically in the trailer, really, but I would assume so. Yes, but I think it's kind of true. Tony, you're a great guy, but I mean, come
Tony,
on. Camilla.
Tony.
Do you not remember Tony and Camilla getting into it? The last couple times when they were partners?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
I don't know.
And now they're making out in the bus.
Yeah. So we saw the secret. This is the clip from the preview. We see, like, Camilla and Tony kissing, which is crazy. I don't know what that means. Hopefully it was just a fling. And then the exciting thing that we saw in the preview for next week. So, spoiler, if you don't want to hear any preview things from next week, don't listen. But we see CT come in with some mystery woman behind
him. I rewinded this about 1,000 times, and I literally thought it was Ashley.
I know.
And I thought that this was just like a whole scam, like, hey, pretend you're drunk and you want to go home, and then you secretly come back.
Right.
I was wrong. Again, it's not her, because they showed her again, and I don't recognize her.
Yeah, some woman that I guess we're thinking is from Are You the One. We don't recognize her, so she must be a newer, a rookie, but she walks in with CT, so...
So why are we bringing in new people? Is it because Ashley left? So they want to complete 30? Because they've done it before where, hey, if you leave, they didn't sub people back. So, I mean, come on.
Well, it is the Dirty 30. I guess they do need a certain number to play this game. It is based on 30 competitors. So I think that at least when Ashley left and CT wasn't there, it made it even enough to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing CT, you know, it's all in the edit. Obviously, CT was on his way and route then. And I know that the show does have backup people. You know what I mean? Like, they'll always, in case someone has a fight or breaks their ankle.
The
or
waiting
something.
List.
There is the waiting list if it's, you know, applicable to the way the game is. And I guess in this one it is. So I guess that chick is, whoever she may be, is going to be joining the cast next week.
Speaking of the cast, since we went through the previews that we saw for next week, is there anybody that you really just like, I mean, I know you have your favorites, but who do you wish was not here and who do you want to win?
I always obviously naturally favor the people that I've known for 30 seasons are have a higher place in my heart than new people. I'm always a little rough on the rookies until I know them, just like the challenge competitors are. Because it's like, who are you coming into? You know, I love that the Anissa, Veronica, like that Derek, that those people are there. I really love them. I'm rooting for them. I love Cara Maria. I love Camilla. You know, all those people. I'm sort of curious about these. You know, I don't love Amanda, but we'll see. I'm willing to reserve judgment because now, even though it's like, you'll love to hate them. Even
she's grown on me. Her beef with Camilla. That is not resolved.
Oh, God. Yeah, I forgot about how horrible she can be when she's... Oh, God. Well, it will be fun to watch, I guess. There's this new, like, voice that all the Argue the One... Is that something kids today do? It's like...
What?
Yeah, I'm not getting... Like, all their talks, it's like they have this accent. Like the Cash Me Outside girl. Like, is that a new... That
they all have their slang. Their slang. I don't know the slang because I'm not a young folk like them, but...
But, I mean, is that a... Like, are they all from... I was like, do they have New York accents? Or are they... Is that some sort of, like, young...
No, that's talk. Just their slang. Yeah, that's just like, how the young people
talk. I'm saying
talk
I'm
now.
Not going to win. Like when they were showing clips from the show, I was like, what acts? Where are you all from?
No, like, that's just the young people slang nowadays. I don't know it, but I guess.
Stop talking like that. I gotta get with it. I like them all. Whatever. You win.
Check out my muscles, bro. Yeah.
Like,
right
it's
here.
Like, what? What is that?
So, you know what? That's a lot of talk. Here's the thing. They are rookies. And they may watch the show for the past 29 seasons or 20 seasons, however old they are. But they don't know until they compete.
Yeah. Well, can we have a little PSA music? Is that part, like, da-na-na, like, kids, if you're going to go on TV, please learn to articulate just a tiny bit so we can hear what you're saying. You know, imagine some nice PSA music under this. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I like them right now. It's like an ear sore every time one of those new kids talks. It's like, yeah, this new thing, well, whatever. Like, Amanda has it. It's like, what are you? Like, Cash Me Outside? Like, I don't know what they're saying. So maybe Amanda's, like, really smart. And
she's a nurse. She's smart.
Kids, it makes you sound dumb if you talk like Amanda. So, I'm teasing. I don't know. I hate all the people I don't know. And then I come around.
And then you end up liking
them. Yeah, like now I love Ashley. And I'm like, oh, no, Ashley, don't leave.
Well, but I don't like Ashley anymore because she left the way she did.
That was weak sauce. She's going to kick herself in the fake tits when she finds out it was her. She is going to explode when she finds out.
The way that she won last season and to come and lose and leave like that.
Especially after Champs vs. Pros with all this, like, you know, I go harder when they and she doesn't have her socks and shampoo. She needs to leave. Like, that's what she said. Like, yeah. I don't even have shampoo.
What do you think about Derek H. and Tori, the Are You the One couple?
They seem fun. I like, they're my favorite Are You the Oneers.
I haven't looked up their Instagram, so I don't know if they're still together, but do you think that's gonna last?
Oh God, I don't know. They seem, honestly, they seemed to me like they really loved each other. They really did. They seemed like they were friends, and it didn't seem again, I saw maybe a completion of about 36 seconds of their relationship in total, but I like felt like they had a real connection. I really did. They felt the way they were talking about each other wasn't like TV show, like, I love him, like, he's amazing. They were really, they seemed to be like friends. It was like, I don't know
if they've been dating for very long, but if I recall their show, I don't think they dated each other on the show.
They didn't. That's why it's even more romantic.
Oh, God. Please, you're on MTV The Challenge. This is not a romantic. I don't think anybody can beat CT and DM's romantic relationship.
Oh. Well, kids. No, but I did think on my off the cuff is that they seemed like the real deal for finding love on a TV show that you didn't find love on and going on another TV show together.
I guess.
I mean, if that's not real, if those two kids can't make it, I don't know who can, you know?
The one person that I just cannot stand, and I don't think I will ever, ever like him, is Amo.
Oh, yeah, I
didn't like him in his season on The Real World. He was not a nice person. Mm. I thought he was a hypocrite. I thought he was a liar. At one point, I think I had his back for like one episode, and after that, I'm not a fan. I'm really not a fan of him, and I don't think he's going to do well.
Well, I mean, he's got it. He puts on as much makeup as the makeup girl. Who's that girl with all the makeup? Cousin?
Nicole?
Cousin from, yeah, Nicole. The two of them can just get a caboodle and share makeup. And, you know, I don't know. It might not, it might be hard to compete with all the makeup on. He's got a lot of makeup on. He doesn't, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know him very well, again. So it's hard to say. I have not, we haven't seen him as a competitor. He's a rookie in this. He might surprise us. I saw a little of his Real World season, and he sort of played everybody, which, you know, this is dirty. Maybe he'll pull out. He's obviously a dirty guy, a dirty player.
They all are. It's perfect. I'm going to love this
except
season.
Jenna. Jenna's not very dirty. I'm like, Jenna, she didn't do a lot of dirty deeds. And it was funny because during her thing, she's like, I might not rob the bank, but I'd drive the getaway car. She's like dirty light.
Yeah, which is totally true.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're all going to have to wait and see what happens the rest of the season because we've got some fights going on. You know, I love those. Can't get enough of them. Hopefully nobody gets kicked off because of that either because I want them all to stay.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys will just have to tune in with us for next week as we break it down. Where can everybody find you?
You guys, by the way, this was so great and so exciting. I hope you guys loved it as much as we did. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Teach me about the cool kids' accents, you know? You can find me at Pamela Gross Jill.
There it is. And you guys can find me at, on Twitter at @_PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at Paulina M. Aguilar. And we will see you guys next week.
Thank you. Yeah, this one.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.